say, O ye that have strayed and lost your way. The divine messenger, who speaketh naught but the truth, hath announced unto you the coming of the best beloved. Behold, he is now come. Wherefore art ye downcast and dejected? Why remain despondent when the pure and hidden one hath appeared unveiled amongst you? He who is both the beginning and the end, he who is both stillness and motion, is now manifest before your eyes. Behold how, in this day, the beginning is reflected in the end, how out of stillness motion hath been engendered. This motion hath been generated by the potent energies which the words of the Almighty have released throughout the entire creation. Whoso hath been quickened by its vitalizing power will find himself impelled to attain the court of the Beloved, and whoso hath deprived himself therefrom will sink into irretrievable despondency. He is truly wise whom the world and all that is therein have not deterred from recognizing the light of this day, who will not allow men's idle talk to cause him to swerve from the way of righteousness. He is indeed as one dead who, at the wondrous dawn of this revelation, hath failed to be quickened by its soul-stirring breeze. He is indeed a captive who hath not recognized the Supreme Redeemer, but hath suffered his soul to be bound, distressed and helpless, in the fetters of his desires. O my servants, whoso hath tasted of this fountain hath attained unto everlasting life, and whoso hath refused to drink therefrom is even as the dead. Say, O ye workers of iniquity, covetousness hath hindered you from giving a hearing ear unto the sweet voice of him who is the all-sufficing. Wash it away from your hearts, that his divine secret may be made known unto you. Behold him manifest and resplendent as the sun in all its glory.